We're mostly superheroes. Podcast talking each week about the Marvel, DC, and dude, Logan Winter Official on Instagram. You gotta check him out. The costumes are epic. They're super detailed, and his dad, Emmanuel, is behind the whole thing. You guys are a dynamic duo. And you're meeting people like Paul Rudd on the set of Ant-Man. You did a Doctor Strange. Your Deadpool is unbelievable. I'm going to say that Instagram again. It's Logan Winter Official. Dude, you guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Well, first off, thank you so much for the introduction. Like, wow.
Logan.
Yes.
Dude. Hi.
Hey man, it's me, Logan. Do you remember coming on this podcast like 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
No.
You know why? Because you've become so famous that you have just lineup of interviews, bro. So I'm not even mad you don't remember. I'm not even surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, Logan, can I ask you about the Cyclops outfit? I have a question. All right.
He's right.
I want the honest answer because I already know it looks really cool. How is it seeing through that visor?
It's actually okay. It's just like sunglasses.
Do you think that's how Cyclops feels too?
Not really.
What do you think he's going through?
Like, because you know he has the lasers.
Yep.
I think he just sees all red.
Yeah, me too. And I always think like, man, those got to be really strong sunglasses to be able to just hold those blasts in.
Yeah.
I want to also ask you, because we're getting ready to do an episode on Daredevil. Dude, talk to me about being Matt Murdock, playing the Daredevil, Scarlet Man himself. Are you pumped for the new Daredevil Born Again show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good. And did you watch the original?
A little bit of it.
This is a trap. This is a trap for you, Emmanuel. Like,
no, I mean, you know what? I bet you I have to show it to him, like, fully. To be honest, he's seen like the little fight scene, like the infamous what is that one that the ongoing shot is like one frame,
the hallway shot.
There you go.
Yep, one shot.
The one shot down. See, you have to show that.
Hey, you got to show him that one. Show him every fight scene because honestly, Logan, that original Daredevil show had some of the best martial arts, and honestly. It felt like to me you have been watching some by the moves you were pulling. I saw you produced a little video walking down the alley. That was like some cinematic stuff, dude. Did you feel like a movie star?
Yeah.
That was an idea. We were like, it's something that I've been wanting to do. I haven't even talked about it. You're actually one of the first ones that I'm saying it to.
Breaking news.
pretty much. So we're working on a... Damian Wayne's little fan film. So we did that. I have a buddy of mine. He goes by Filmtopia. He has a cinematic, you know, style vision. He has the camera work for it. So I told him, like, hey, let's do a test run with Daredevil. I want to see how it would look with that tone, with that, you know, Gotham tone type of thing. So, like, you know what? Because I had Daredevil at the time. So, like, let's do Daredevil. Let's see how that looks. Just because I have this whole scene, this teaser that I want to do first with him as Damian Wayne, and I have myself I have an Alfred, I have a Nightwing in mind that it's also cosplay. He's really good,
bro. This is it. This is where it's all been headed, huh? You're just gonna make him. You know, you guys are gonna be full on movie stars. Produce your own movie. And get like a team of people of independent people. You know, I've worked on some short film festival type stuff, and like you can really make this stuff happen.
Exactly, and I feel like you know right now. I don't know if you guys have heard the news that they're making a Teen Titans live action.
Yes.
So
yes.
I feel like right now is the best time to do it. To at his age, like I said, I don't know. I'm not saying he is gonna be that, but you never know. He probably catches the eye of James Gunn.
Options.
Yeah.
Hey, and James Gunn, St. Louis. We're a St. Louis podcast.
It's true. Oh, there you go.
We don't know him quite yet, but I've been turned down by his agent 3 times.
And that's better than anyone else.
Right. That's awesome, man. Congratulations on all that. And
so, so that's really what we were trying to go for and eventually get him in that light where the acting light, pretty much.
Bro.
And And the funny thing is that we're talking about Daredevil, actually. He actually
got a role.
No, you didn't get a role. You got offered a role.
For two movies too.
So we didn't put this on online because he didn't get it. We didn't want to, you know, disappoint anyone.
This is behind the scenes.
He, Marvel did reach out to him, and they this was last year, actually, yeah, last year, and they wanted him to play the role of this kid named Sam, which would be Matt Murdock's best friend when he was young.
Oh my god!
And for the movie, for the show Daredevil: Born Again.
Oh my god! What?
But unfortunately, he didn't get it.
Still, Marvel.
And so that I don't know was big.
Yeah.
It's only. Oh yeah,
another
time.
One was for Alexander the Great, the Ugly, I forget what it was, but it's
We actually almost got that one too.
That one it did go further than the Daredevil one.
Daredevil just collapsed.
All right, all right, all right. Now talk to me, Logan. Like you're getting asked, right? And you're getting that taste of like that acting spirit. Is that what you see yourself doing? You kind of see yourself getting into a role?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, who's your dream role now? I got to ask you why you're in the heat of this as a young kid. Like, who you wanting to play, man?
Yeah, who would you want to play? What character?
Oh, Tom Holland.
Oh, Tom Holland,
Spider-Man?
Dude.
Yeah, that's what he wants to be, Spider-Man at one point.
Dude, Tom Holland Spider-Man movie starring Logan Winter. I think I can see it.
Yeah, luckily there's about 1,000 Spider-Man variants.
Hey, if anyone's seen that you know that does that, you know, a little cameo. That's all we're asking. You just have to say like one word. Hey, Spidey, that's all.
Dude, the campaign has started, man. We're your support squad here, and we'll, you know, we're pushing for it because I've already seen you in action here on the podcast, on social, and you guys have great video. And I mean, the outfit's got the chop. So again, kudos to your dad, you know, Emmanuel, for making these and doing this. I know it's like a real lot of work that goes into it and making it all happen. But Logan, I know that you're working too, right? Like you're doing you do interviews like this, and I bet there's some days where you're like, I don't want to do a thing right now. So.
Plenty.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say we're impressed, and you know, on those days, just know that you got like people that are cheering you on, man. Because we've been watching you for years now, and the sky's the limit.
No, yeah, you guys been a fan for a while now. Yeah, you guys pretty much seen them grow.
That's what's crazy. It's been a couple years, and we got another third seat here joining us. This is Sam. We call him Sam the
Sam.
We call him Sam the sleeper because he falls asleep during movies.
That's my MO.
Yeah, the same thing I have.
Yeah. So I hear it's going around.
We'll be right back. When I'm looking to catch the latest flick or indulge in a film classic, there's no place like the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema at the City Foundry, St. Louis, Missouri. It's where cinema and comfort collide, with plush seats, state-of-the-art visuals, and a menu that's a blockbuster in its own right. For you movie buffs that can't get enough, check out the Alamo Season Pass. For just $19.99 a month, you can watch as many movies as you want, up to one per day. It's the ultimate ticket for those who live and breathe movies. That's not all. The Alamo Drafthouse is more than just movies. It's an experience, with events that celebrate film culture, trivia nights that test your movie knowledge, and a bar that's a tribute to cinematic absurdity. It's the ultimate hangout for anyone who loves a good story. You can also book the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema for your private events, birthdays, celebration, corporate events, or even staple events like our screen and social. So whether you're a diehard cinephile or just in for a good time, join me and the crew at 3765 Foundry Way in St. Louis, Missouri. Dive into their showtimes and events at www.drafthouse.com. And don't forget to tell them Mostly Superheroes sent you, because every movie night should be legendary. All right, back to the show.
Like, funny enough, a lot of people don't know that I'm the one behind the whole making his costumes. A lot of people don't know that.
We're going to help share that story, dude. You need a PR agent yourself, because these look like they're made by Marvel. So, like, you need to know that, that's the caliber that you're operating at. So,
thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. I do take pride on, like, the little details I like.
Absolutely. Well, we actually, me and Andy just watched, just now before we hopped on the phone with you, the latest X-Men 97 episode. Are you guys caught up, or are you watching the show?
Luckily, when we went to the launch event premiere for that show, they showed us three episodes. So we were already three episodes in.
Oh, my God.
I believe the third episode was shown, yesterday or today? Actually, today.
Yeah. Today. Yeah. So you've been ahead of it. You've got that.
Next week will be new for us, too.
Oh, yeah. You look at you. You guys are Mr. Big Times now. You know, that's that big time stuff. You see the stuff early.
Oh, man. But, dude, that whole X-Men thing, when it was announced, just that alone, I mean, for me, because I'm a 90s kid, so I grew up with X-Men. And he started watching it, like, recently, actually, because, you know, like, you don't need to watch this kind of thing. And obviously, he needs to know where his background of his name came from. You know, I was telling him, that's why you're called Logan, because Wolverine. And
that's amazing.
He started watching it. He liked it. And me knowing that X-Men 97 was going to come back, I was just excited the whole time they announced anything of it. But one of the big things that was very exciting was sitting in the theater, and they had the big screen, and you just hear, dun, 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 dun. Oh, my God, the theme song in a big screen. Everyone went crazy,
dude. Like, I can't. You're like giving me chills right now. Like that's how I felt in my living room. I'm trying to picture like us at our favorite movie theater. I mean, we got some local movie theater friends. So I think I'm gonna try to make this happen. You just inspired me.
Oh no, you have to. I at least just the intro. At least just the intro.
Yeah, even just the intro, right?
Worth the drive.
Yes. Did you get to watch X-Men, Sam? Did you watch X-Men?
I'm like 15 minutes in.
Okay, so you're gonna get spoiled then. We're getting ready to talk all about this third episode, bro.
Well, what do you like so far, Sam? Those 15 minutes. What do you like so far?
Oh man, me personally, I think that everything's sharper. I think that they have just turned it into a show for today, and also like for adults. Like this third episode, I was like, this is like some adult themes going on here.
Yes.
But I think it can work well for kids too, to where it's not too much. So I think it rides that line to where, like, you know, you and Logan could be watching this, and that's totally awesome. So
exactly.
Like it's transcending, right? Like it's a throwback. The nostalgia is obviously very clear. Cyclops, like, I mean, I got nostalgia looking at Logan's outfit of Cyclops, just that yellow, that blue, the red. Like, I guess I'm just kind of like, you know, here for the artwork, here for the action. I think they're nailing it.
No, yeah, definitely. They definitely nailed it. They, like you said, the nostalgia is there. I think they did very well keeping it for us 90s kids and still making it for kids now. Because, like I said, Logan's watching it. He loved it. And he actually sat through it. Believe it or not, a lot of movies that he goes through, he sleeps through them kind of thing. because at the time it is late, you know, he is past his bedtime. So a lot of the premieres are like in the nighttime.
Oh my gosh. The schedule.
But he does pull through a lot of them. X-Men though, he loved it.
I think about you guys out there like on like at the times, and I'm like, those are crazy hours some days, but you know, you figure it out, and like it's also like, you know, that's kind of the lifestyle of being in the movie world. Like you're on that movie premiere schedule. Like we're doing the same thing. Like we've been doing this is our fifth season, and we're getting sent to the movies early by like local folks. And
nice.
And it's great, but then it becomes like a whole nother thing, you know? So you guys are
feeling it really does. You gotta change your schedule a little bit, and like I said, it's like you just said, like sometimes you don't wanna do it because you have either you're tired, you have something else to do, but you can't say you can't really say no to these companies because you know you don't want to be in bad terms and you know, hey, you know, keep inviting me type of thing, you know.
I know, and they'll ask too. They're like, did you go?
yeah.
There's some that they make you sign like a whole thing saying that if we invite you, you have to stay throughout the whole thing.
Oh wow,
you can't leave early.
Yeah, and there's like the review embargoes too. We know that are taken pretty seriously.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, we're learning it all.
Well, this is good. This is the stuff we like to bring, folks, because we're like the fans that have always been reacting to everything going on, but now we're like the fans that are living in the world. So I think we all kind of feel that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's a whole different world. People think it's just one of those things like, hey, you get invited to this. Hey, can you get me in? Like, it's not that easy.
It's not what you think.
It's just like, oh yeah, sure, you know.
Well, I'm going to let Sam ask a question. Sam is a dad as well. You guys share that. And I mean, I don't know if you were familiar with Logan before this day.
I was not.
Look at it. I mean, what do you think of these outfits here?
This
give them a fresh reaction then.
Yeah, this is amazing, dude. You coming from somebody that's, you know, I'm not up to speed. Who's driving this train, man?
It's
who's
him.
Who's the bigger fan?
I think we know.
I mean, the video I'm watching right now is Green Goblin costume. That is
a fan favorite for sure.
The dopest thing.
Hey, you know what you need is a throwback to his Gambit.
Oh yeah.
I'm
show me some Gambit.
With this whole X-Men 97 coming back, I'm actually making each one again. So we already made Wolverine, Cyclops. So Gambit and Magneto's next.
Dude, and you'll do like, I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. It's your creative vision. But like updating the looks of like Gambit, you know, and bringing that modern style in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes.
Dude, look at this Flash outfit. We did an event for the Flash. Okay, that's one thing that I was going to tell you guys for sure is like, dude, we're not at the point yet where I could like fly you guys out here. Like I would. Like I want to. And one day I would love to do that. But I'd still want to extend an invite to you. We're doing an event that we do every year called the Screen and Social, where we do like see a movie, throw a brunch, vendors come. We have like local folks here, and we're seeing Deadpool and Wolverine July 27th. You guys will obviously be busy that week. You'll be going to the premieres, I'm sure. Ours is on Saturday the 27th. If you end up happening to be free and you could get to St. Louis, Missouri, we it would be like a dream to have you there. But also maybe like one day, right?
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, it'll be awesome just to go over there in general. I mean, you know,
you ever been?
It's always cool. We've never been. No, we've only been the only place that we've been with Logan is literally just London and London, Rome, and I think that's it.
And you guys are in LA.
Mexico. Yeah, we live in LA. Yeah.
So most of the stuff you're doing with all the premieres and stuff is that all local, like obviously like drivable stuff.
Yes, it's all local. Yeah.
Nice.
So I mean that's the beauty of the like Marvel and Disney that. They have a contract with El Capitan, which is on Hollywood Boulevard. Mm. So literally all the premieres are going to be there. And then you have Warner Brothers that they have one with TLC Chinese Theater, which is also in Hollywood Boulevard. So anytime they do premieres, it's going to be there. And we live like 15 minutes away from them.
Wow. Dude, that's epic. You guys are right. I mean, that's best of both worlds, not having to like truck it, you know, too far.
I missed it. How old is Logan?
Yeah.
How old is Logan now?
He's 8.
He's 8. So the first time he came on the pod was like 2 years ago. He's probably 6 years old, and they came
about
on
6 years old. Yeah,
and they were. I mean, I don't know. You guys have been doing it, in my mind, you had been doing it for a while then, but now you guys are just like hitting this like all time new level where like I can't believe that you did a Wolverine and a Cyclops. Like you're doing multiple X-Men. Like that's work.
Amazing.
No, yeah. I've always been a bad fan of X-Men in general. So. Obviously, when it came around to me making more costumes, I always thought about like, you know what, I want to make every X-Men that I can. One dream one that I do want to do that I've been wanting to do for a while, but I feel like he has to get a little older just because of the makeup and everything. It's Archangel.
Oh wow!
And I'm talking about the wings and everything.
Oh yeah, you're going big. That's what you're doing. You're going big now.
So that I feel like that would be so cool. He's actually been wanting to do Nightcrawler for a very long time.
Nightcrawler would be good. I mean, do you take requests?
Oh, of course.
Silver Surfer.
Oh. Obviously that one, I'm like you said, I go with the trends, I guess you could say. Like, so once Silver Surfer starts coming into the scene and gets more popular, which he is coming around.
Yeah, Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four is like, it's happening now.
Yep.
Well, Emmanuel, dude, it was great catching up with you. I really appreciate you guys taking the time and coming back on.
Of course, of course.
Well, we can make it more of a regular thing because we record every single week mostly. You know, we take a couple weeks off throughout the year, but other than that, we're always going, and we'd love to have you guys back on again and stay along for the journey.
Yeah, just let me know. Like I said, just let me know, and I'd love to come back.
You guys got any questions for us? I feel like, you know, we just bombard you guys.
I would like to know for you guys, what would you guys like to do at like as far as like where do you want your podcast to go?
Great question. Thank you for asking. We don't get a ton of questions on here. We're always the ones asking.
I know. This is good. I like this.
For us, it's definitely been tying together the local event that we do, like seeing the movie with a big community and like taking time before the film and after the film to like actually enjoy the day and talk about it with people and not be in such a rush. You know, a lot of times when you're going to the movies, if you're like you, you're just at the premiere taking pictures and then you go to the movie and then it's over, right? Like, so even as a viewer, I feel like I've always just gone to the movies, I've rushed. So, like, you know, with the screen and social, the event we're doing, this will be the second year we're doing it. That's kind of like a culmination of everything we do, and we build, like, a big episode around it. We try to, like, give a little money to charity, and it's super, like, you know, big on the community aspect. So, I it's like we're kind of, like, becoming this local podcast. We have a worldwide audience. We got listeners in over 60 countries, and we always try to talk to everybody.
Nice.
But we are we live here in St. Louis, and I've loved, like, making it, like, a way for me to, like, plug in to like the city that I live in and do stuff like that. So that's kind of where I see it going. It's definitely taking shape that way.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. As long as it's going the way you're going, you know, that's always great.
What about for you, Andy? What's it turning into for you?
Just community, honestly. Like my favorite parts of the show so far are like moments are like when we do a live stream and there's five or so people that are interacting in there. Like that's what I want. Like that, and that can be a lot of different things. Like you said, like we're connecting with a lot of local businesses, a lot of local partners, other podcasts. And obviously now we can talk to people in LA, via Zoom on a whim. So it's amazing. Honestly, we've grown a lot since we talked to you guys last.
Yeah, it's happening. We're all on that some kind of trajectory, right? We're all headed somewhere.
I mean, you have to be, or else you'll get lost.
That's right. Yeah. Good to have a path, right? That's our message for our listeners. Well, dude, great catching up, man. Really.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys. Logan, see you later, buddy, man. It was awesome seeing you.
He's went to the restroom.
That's perfect. That's the real life take. All right, bro.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Yeah,
have a great night, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Kerry Clark Design. Music by Audionautics. Learn more at audionautics.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.